Item number one is the recommendation from the Department of Administrative Services relative to a bid award of general obligation refunding bonds, Series 2011A of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin.
Ms. Bryant.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we had a really good sale this morning. We received 14 competitive bids with a low interest rate of 1.710032 by Citigroup, the syndicate led by Citigroup. The result was that we received higher savings on the refunding. We initially were looking at about $2.4 million in savings over the life of the issues, and we're looking now at about $3.6 million in savings over the life. The bond sold as at a premium, and what that means is we got more proceeds than we had asked for, so we had a larger size to start out with. It was about $39 million. You'll see that the size of the issue is now about $35 million. So we folded that money into the bond issue to get a smaller issue and then therefore increase our savings. Our recommendation is to accept Citigroup as the low-interest bid with 1.710032. And I have bond counsel and financial advisors here for questions as well as myself.
Any questions from the committee?
I have a question.
Supervisor Mayo.
I would like the only lady besides Ms. Bryant come forward and say, what do you do and how are you part of this? And state your name for the record. Since it's Women's Day today.
So yes.
Month. You get a whole month.
Women month today.
I'm hearing Mrs. Ray.
Good afternoon, Supervisors. My name is Letitia Peralta Davis, and I am a principal of a woman-owned firm in Chicago, and we are financial advisors on debt financing. So my company is working with PFM on the transactions, most of your debt transactions for the last couple years. And it's been fun. So I appreciate the opportunity to be of service here in Milwaukee County. And you had a great sale today.
Thank you. Supervisor Joseph.
I'll bet Ms. Bryant is probably the first female in this position. Is that a correct statement, or am I wrong on that? It's because this is traditionally a male field, and she's just a real trailblazer.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, believe it or not, I honestly never thought about it that way. I actually,
good for you.
It was the first female.
It's because county government tends to, you know, be progressive. Okay. And I'm sure we could ask the person that was just up here if she finds that she's mostly in a male-dominated field. But anyway, we won't keep going into that.
Yeah. Oh, we can bring her back up.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. Yes, many of us could.
I have
some serious questions. There's a real question in there.
Yeah.
I keep hearing how the muni bond market is in trouble. And I guess you're telling us that this has been a successful bid and refinancing and so on. I'm just wondering, looking forward a little bit, how much longer we might actually be able to continue to do these things, and if folks also agree that the reports we're hearing that the muni bond market is in trouble is true.
I'll defer part of that question to our financial advisor, Dave and Letitia. I'll let you respond to that, but... generally speaking, selling the bonds is not the problem. You can always find someone to buy the bonds. It's the rate that you end up buying them at. But in terms of what market conditions are, we're actually going to look a little bit further into this stuff because we had a really good sale. I mean, the 14 bidders was the highest we've had since I've been here. Mm-hmm. And we've been bidding electronically since, about the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a lot of competition out there. So I don't know if you guys want to comment on the status of the new market.
I think there's been a lot of headlines about, I think what you're referring to, there's been a lot of headlines that, you know, municipals are going to go bankrupt and so people are afraid to buy them. And there has been a certain amount, a lot of people taking their money out of municipal bond mutual funds. I think that's probably what you're referring to. I don't know if that's a long-term trend. I just think it's a short-term fear that was based on some statements made in the press. I think that the municipal market is going to come back and there will be more money coming in, as evidenced today by the sale that you got. That was just incredible.
Can we have you introduce yourself?
Sure. David Anderson from Public Financial Management.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey.
Just one follow-up question, because it's the ugly B word has come to the fore from time to time. if governments in general, not this county, of course, but if governments in general start talking about bankruptcy and so on, would that negatively affect us for doing the kind of refinancing and so on that we involve ourselves in?
As a general question, yes, it would, sure.
And you would caution us not to enter into those kinds of discussions freely or you know, without making political points. I mean, I assume that's not a good idea.
It would not be good to talk about that. That's true.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mr. Hare, did you have something to add?
Mr. Chair, members, it wasn't but a few years ago when an elected official used that word in an open meeting. He was roundly condemned. It's become more fashionable. We've been more relaxed in the use of that phrase, but if you look at the strength of our capital debt management, you look at the strength of the sale, you look at the rating of our bonds, you look at overall the actual financial stability of this government, to throw those words around, it's grossly irresponsible. You heard rumors earlier this week of people at BHD were running around with the impression that we were going to be a bankrupt government, and it created kind of a panic among employees and retirees. It's unfounded. It's irresponsible. But it's also successful that you bring the question up, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to make that point.
Right, thank you.
I have one question. With the events taking place in Libya and Egypt and even over in Japan right now, mm-hmm. would that make muni bonds a little bit safer? Or, I guess, what led to such a good sale today, would those incidents have, I guess, contributed to a better sale for us?
I don't know that the Libya and Egypt events necessarily would, because those go both ways. It creates a perception of oil prices going up, which means inflation goes up, which doesn't help your rates. The Japanese situation has caused kind of a flight to quality, and right now there's just not municipal bonds out there. Mm-hmm. So you were one of very few issuers in the market today, and that's why you had 14 bidders fighting over those bonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much. Supervisor Jackson, then followed by Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Bryant, you did say, I think I heard you say, you anticipated savings of $2.4 million and you actually got 3 point something? Six? Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo?
Move approval.
Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
On approval, Supervisor Mayo? Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Kearney? Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, she's a Kearney.
Motion approved 6-0.
Thank you.
Are you talking to
my parents? Wow.